Now on Money News, Talking Trade with Roger Montgomery. Thanks to AGL, everyday energy solutions for your business.
Welcome back to Money News and welcome to Roger Montgomery, who's in the studio with me. Hello, Roger.
Hello, Ross.
Are you well?
I am well.
You had a week off last week.
I did have a week off.
I want to ask you about a couple of bits and pieces. Number one, I want to ask you about interest rates going nowhere for the time being.
Yes.
It does affect the dollar, though, and the dollar has come off. The Reserve Bank has talked the dollar down to a certain extent.
The Reserve Bank has no interest in seeing the Australian dollar stronger because that renders us uncompetitive, which has been our problem. And so it's loath to raise interest rates ahead of anyone else. You won't see the Reserve Bank of Australia, and I doubt, well, I don't know this for sure, of course, but I doubt you'll see the Reserve Bank of Australia raising interest rates before the US does. Now, Janet Yellen is a known dove, which means she's not worried about inflation. She's going to keep rates lower for longer. The two most hawkish members of the Fed Reserve's board are going to be stepping down and resigning at the end of this year and the start of next year. And so the board will be even more, inverted commas, dovish. So you're not going to see rates going up anywhere around the world anytime soon, with the exception of New Zealand.
Okay, so tonight we see the Aussie dollar again climbing. So right now, just under 88 US cents, 87.91, and just under 70 euro cents, 69.6. So it's getting up to those relatively high levels. This is not what the Reserve Bank wants, but what does it do to stocks?
Well, the issue is, of course, when the Aussie dollar goes down, companies that earn their money overseas, the shareholders of those companies benefit when companies repatriate those dollars earned overseas in foreign currencies back into Australian dollars, and the Australian dollar is weaker. So what I did is put together a quick list of companies that actually benefit from either a lower Australian dollar versus the US dollar, and also a lower Aussie versus the euro. So on the first one, on the Aussie dollar, the companies that we think are quality businesses that have a lot of exposure to North America, Certex Medical, which we've talked about before.
It has
72% of its revenue exposed to North America. Another one is ResMed, the sleep apnea mask company, 56%. Of its revenues are exposed to North America. Aristocrat Leisure, the gaming company,
Actually, somebody continues to ask me what your view on Aristocrat is right now.
Well, look, we think we're just nervous that the market for poker machines, or what they call slot machines in the United States, isn't growing, and in fact it's weakened a little bit recently. That's our concern. But it's got 52% of its revenues exposed to the United States. Computershare, the registry company, 51% of its revenues exposed to the US. Cochlear, 40%. CSL, 38%. Breville Group, 37%, and Ainsworth Game Technology, a smaller poker machine manufacturer, it's got exposure to the tune of about 32% or thereabouts. On the euro side, very quickly, Henderson Group, which is a fund manager, it has 91% of its revenues exposed to Europe. BT Investment Management, 51%. Domino's Pizza, 41%. Cochlear, 40%. And Certex Medical, again, 23%. So Certex stands out as having a lot of exposure to the US and Europe.
And just to explain to people who don't know, this is a company that's treating liver cancers, advanced liver cancers. That's what
With
the technology Cerspheres. Is.
Yeah. Correct.
And that's something that they've developed here in Australia, which is very clever.
That's right. So all of those businesses will benefit from a lower Australian dollar. But, of course, you still want to buy them cheap.
Very briefly, you pleased the markets actually come off a little bit?
Yes, we are. As you know, we've had a lot of cash. So we've outperformed massively in the last month or so because the stock market's come off and we haven't gone down as much.
Have you made any selective purchases?
We've started to, and Certex is something we bought just recently.
There you go. So Roger Montgomery from Montgomery Investment Management here with you on Money News. Steve Price and Andrew Bolt up next. We'll see you tomorrow here on Money News.